We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on Daf Ku'ain Bay 72. Ois Chaf Ches. Ots Chaf Ches. 28. Vihine. This is the Inyan of the Mitat Zain Malachim Shenikra Shivat HaKelim. We started this last time. And we explain how important, how crucial this is to understand it well, because this is one of the fundamental sugyas in all of Kabbalah. V'hine, olam ze nikra nikudim lo nikayem. This world that we call nikudim, as we explained last time, the anayim, the orot coming out, these premature sfirot coming out from the anayim de ak are called nikudim, did not last. Ela nishvam nitbatel. וזה היה מכמה טעמים. טעם אחד יקרה הוא מפני שבעולם הנקודים, כיוון שבו נעשו לראשונה 10 כלים להלביש את האורות, לכן ביותו שם הייתה תחילת מלאכת עשיית כלים בדרך פחתות. היו הכלים האלו חלושים וקטנים. I can explain, there are many different reasons why the olam hanikudim broke, and the reason why one of the reasons was because they were premature, they weren't well established kelim, and therefore the chalushim ktanim, small and weak and small, and therefore that's why they broke. Velo haya bahem kol lisbolet atzmut koach orot hagedolim mitlavshim bahem, and they didn't have enough strength in order to hold the light. וכיוון שהיו עוד גדולים עשרת מונים מהשיעור הכלים בתחילת יציאתם, that's why they broke, because they just weren't able to hold 10 times. The light came in, it was 10 times the force of what the kelim could hold. That's why it shattered. ואותם עיקר שבירת הכלים, another reason is מפני שרק השלושה ספירות ראשונות שבעולם הנקודים יצאו בצורת שלושה קווים ימים ושמאל. This is where we ended up yesterday. And the reason why the Zion is like this. We explained yesterday there was 10 sefirot that came out. Now three of the 10 did not break, and the 7 lower ones did break. Now why is that? Why is that? We started to explain yesterday. Anyways, why is it that the first three, the three top sefirot did not break? Well, not entirely. They had a little bit of damage, but they did not break entirely. And the last 7 broke entirely. And the answer to that is that because the first 3 came out in Kavim, they took sides, right side, middle side, and middle. That means the Keter was in the middle, Chochmah was on the right-hand side, and Bina was on the left-hand side. As opposed to the Zayin Tachtonim, the 7 lowest sefirot, they all aligned themselves one underneath the other. So we explained yesterday what is the difference between that. And we explained that the Arizal tells us that that is the difference between Yeshut HaRabim and Yeshut HaYachid. That the Yesod of Yeshut HaYachid is unison, unity amongst the various elements which are in that area, an enclosed area. Enclosed area meaning there you're holding one united goal, walking towards one united purpose, and therefore there's strength and unity, and therefore that's why they were able to hold the light, because they were working in unison with one another. Mashigan Ushus Rabim is the pshat, is that everything is hefker, everyone walks and goes and does things in their various different ways. There's no building of one united goal, and therefore there's not much strength in that. It's pizul, and therefore the Zayin Tachtonim took that position of Rishut Rabbi, meaning they were Malachim, they were kings, and therefore they wanted to rule on their own without sharing the kingship with anyone else. And therefore, since the light was too strong for them individual, for these individual Sfirot, therefore that's where they broke. Mashe Enkin, the Gar, the Gimel Rishonot, Keter, Chochmah, Bina, they were working Gimel Kavim, they were working Beder Miskela, that means the scale, a balance, they were balancing the light, they weren't so interested in ruling for themselves, but rather sharing the responsibility of carrying this light, and they did that in unison, therefore that's why they did not break entirely. That's what he says. Let's repeat that. Second paragraph on page Ayin Base. Votam Ika Shvir Tekele Mipnesh Rak. Only Shlosha Sfirot Rishonosh Ba'olam Anikudim Yatsu Bitsurat Shlosha Kavim Yamim Small Be'emsa. The only the first three came into the various, took the various position of right, middle, and left. Right, left, and middle. Veketugma segulta. Segulta is the opposite of segul. Segulta is the upside down segul. Ketem milimala beemsa, chokma vebina mitacha le ketem yamin smolo. She said is a shlosha kavim yesh bot yitzivut vikiyum. While this taking this position, it is more on stamina and existence. Vohu ased shebo yamdu kol es sefirot achar kach olam ha-tikun. And this is actually the position that after the tikun, we'll see what that means, after the tikun, after the going through this whole shvira process, which we haven't described yet, then there's going to be a whole process called the tikun process, and this rectification process will see all this field lining up in those three kavim, showing us this inyan of tikun. אבל השבע הספירות התחתונות בעולם הניקודים יצאו ועמדו אז בחד סמכה. They were lined up, the seven תחתונים were lined up one underneath the other. רצה לומר, בשורה אחת זו התחת, so one underneath the other. אשר said זה אין בו תמיכה ויציבות קיום, and it doesn't show any form of long-term existence. ובנוסף לזה, כי מה חמד כן, הספירות של השבע התחתונות היו משפיעות אחת בשנייה, לא לפי סדר מידותיהם, אלא בפועל הופך. And the ספירות weren't sharing the responsibility, weren't carrying the weight as the first three, passing it from Keter to Chochma to Bina, transferring the light and the shefa, making it equal amongst them, but rather they were transferring it in a different way. Vohu ki olam atikum shom omdot kol ha'esses svirot b'der kavim chokma chesed netzach yamin, which is called the chachan on the right hand side, kulam b'chinat chesed, all of them on the right, all the svirot on the right hand side is considered to be chesed. Bina gvua hod v'smol, and all those sefirot on the left hand side are called the baga. Kulam v'chinas din, that's all bin din. Ketet da tiferet yesod malchut, all the middle line, all the middle sefirot. Kulam v'chinas rachamim, mizugat mechesed v'dim, it's a mixture of both chesed v'dim. V'hine v'zeh kol min lemino yishkon, and each one would stay within their boundaries. Ya'iru asfirot b'midat chesed zu bezu, and each one would of the chasadim would light each other up, influence each other. V'chein sfirot midat akadin zu bezu, and midat also the ones on the left hand side. Each one would stay within the realms, influencing one above the other. V'chein sfirot midat rachamim zu bezu, aval. Kan ba'olam ha'nikudim, and therefore you see how they were sharing light, supporting one another. Ma she'ein ken ba'olam ha'nikudim, which is also referred to as the olam ha'tohu of destruction. Me'acher she'yatzu shevet sefirot tachtonot chatzamcha iru sefirot chesed b'gvura. Masha'en came before the tikkun. What was happening? The chesed would be meir on gvura. Shehem b'chinat hafichot zemuzu. And this is really polar opposites. V'chein gvura meir b'tiferet, and the gvura would be meir on tiferet. V'hu midat harachamim negdot zemuzu, which is keneged the teva. V'chein lo yuchlo akilim shel hasfiro shel hasheva tachtonot. Therefore, the kelim weren't able to support such a connection, such a transfer, and such a relationship which was against their nature, because chesed is chesed and gvura is gvura, not to be mixed up. And therefore, when Ches was being mashpia to Gvura, and Gvura was being mashpia to Tiferet, was going against the nature. And therefore, Nishburu Akelim Shalahem. Nishburu Akelim Shalahem. Votam Ika, now another reason, like I said, there's Kemat, I think, 18 or 19 reasons given. This is the third reason he's bringing over here. He's going to bring another reason after this as well. Ika Shvia de Kelim Ba'olam Anikudim Ayam Mipnesh La'olam En Kiyum Lenuva Belo Zacha. We know also the miskala which was the scale which the Zohar speaks about often. Is a pshat is that it has to be balanced. Now, how do you make something balanced? You have to have a koach what's called man, a koach what's called ben, which in other words refers to the koach of gvur, the koach of ducha, and the koach of nukva, which represents the male and female components in all things. Now, kivan shesham shesham ben hu bichinas nukva. Since we know ben is represented by female aspects. Lo nitkayim v'nishbar v'nofel. Since we know only the malchiyot, the ben came out, as we explained in the previous shiurim. Only the malchiyot, the ben, that means the female, the lowest part of the female aspect element came out from the enayim de'ak. Therefore, it could not exist on its own. Again, the miskala, the miskal, the weight, the in order to carry the light, in order to keep the kiyum aulamot is dependent on a balance, a harmony between the lights, and therefore, since it only came one aspect and not the other aspect, therefore it was not balanced, and therefore that's why it broke. Lo nitkayim v'nishba v'nofel v'nitkayim ubitikun aulamot yasa shema shubichen azachar. So what happened, we can figure this out ourselves, what happened in the later period of rectification of the tikkun process, obviously, the male fast came out, obviously, which is the ma. Which is the ma, again, which is the gematria 45, which is one of the Shem Hashem, it's called, it's spelled Yud Vav Dalit Ke Aleph Vav Aleph Vav Ke Aleph. And that's one of the Shem Hashems, which was able to balance out the other Shem, which is called Ben. And through their connection together, they were able to fix up the whole world of Atzilut. Okay, good. Let's continue. Page Ayin Gimel. Od tam ke'ikar le'inyan shvirat kelim ba'olam ha'nikudim. Another reason. כי אף הפי ששלמות גילב של עולם הנקודים הייתה צריכה להיות בבחינת יציאתן וגלויין של כל חלקי בחינת חיצוניות של סג מה בן דסג ואס מב דבן הנה בשעת יציאתן יצאו בתחילת רק המלכויות שלהם בלבד אבל תשע ספירות אל עניינו שהם שבהם לא יצאו כלל נשארו תימונים בשרושם מעל הפרסה שבפנימיות גופם דאקנה. As we explained quite a few times, we just explained now, is that what came out, only the smallest amount of dosage of light came out, which is called the ben, the female aspect, which is the malchut ben. Not only was it was 1/10 of that light, so only a minuscule amount of light came out. וזו עוד טעם נוסף שנקרא עולם הנקודים על שם גילויה בבחינת נקודים קטנים של המלכות בלבד לכל ספירה. And that's the name for the world of Olam HaNekudim, means spots, the spotted world. Why is it all spots? Spot means a dot. A dot means a tiny thing. Why is it called the world of tiny things? Because only the 1/10 of the light came out. מפני שלא יצאו בשלמותם, it didn't come out in its completeness, אלא במחינת מלכויות שלהם בלבד, לכם לא נתקיימו הכלים שלהם ונשברו. This is very similar to the first reason, because there were only a minuscule amount of light came out. Actually, the first reason is because it was chalushim. It was chalushim, it was weak. This is more because of that's more echus, this is more kamus. ועוד יבאר טעם איקרי נוסף שבירת הכלים של שבע תחתונות והוא משום לחסר קיבלותם מאור אוזם דאק רע לעלם ועוד למד אלף. And later on we'll see another reason, because they didn't receive actually from the light of the ears, the אוזן, as we'll explain later on in Ot Lamed Aleph. Okay, let's continue. I get still on page Ayin Gimel, Ot Chaf Tetz. Inyan Heyod Shvirat Ekelim Nikhaim Mitat Malche Kedem. Now, we associate this concept that we find in the Zohar of Shvirat Ekelim, the breaking of the vessels, with the death of the Malche Kedem, the death of the of the kings. V'hine, gam inyan shvira kimo כמכל מה שאנו מבארים ומדברים בסודות עולמות העליונים. והנה השבירה that we're speaking about over here, which creates the world, הכל הוא בדרך משל בעלמא. It's a דרך משל. וגם תורתנו קדושה מלמדת אותם סודות אל בדרך משל, כמו שקוראים לזוהר, אין רשע אידרה רבה ואידרה זוטרה. והנה, כי כתוב בפרשת וישלח, פרק פסוק למד א', ואלה המלאכים אשר מלכו בארץ אדום לפני מולך מלך לפני ישראל. ונזכרו שמותיהם של שבע מלאכים. So we see in the פסוק over there, in פרשת בראשית, in פרשת וישלח, over there in שישי. At the end of שישי, it talks about all the seven kings of Edom. And mentions their names. The kulam ktsiv vayimloch vayimot. It talks about how they ruled the reign, then how they died. Ubesof nizkar melech shmini b'shem hadar. And then at the end explains how there was an eighth king that came out. His name was Hadar. And then it doesn't mention that he died. Interesting enough, all the other kings, well, came out all the other kings. It mentions that they died. And this is the only king, that it's not mentioned his death. Ela v'yimloch tachtav hadar, v'shem iro pu'u, v'shem ishto, v'shem ishto meitavel. And then also, interesting enough, all the other kings, it doesn't mention where he lived, where they lived, and their wife's names. This is the only king that mentions his wife's name. וביר רבינו אריזל, אריזל explains שבשבע מלאכים שמלכו ומתו, he's giving you, the Arizal gives you pshat in the pasuk, that it talks about the seven kings, the molchu, and they died, ורומזים לשבע מלאכים, שבע צבירות תחתונות, בשם בן, שיצאו בעולם הנקודים. And he explains to us that these seven kings, believe it or not, these seven kings of Edom represent these holy lights that came out from the Naim De'ak, principally the Zayin Tachtonim, from Chesed down to Malchut. And what are the names of the kings? And how do they correspond to the Sefirot? So he explains. We find this all in Shah Nekudim, by the way. Shah Nekudim, Perek Zayin, Perek Ches. And then he says over here, he says, the Shem Bela, that's the first king, that's Keneged Chesed. Yuvav is the next king of Edom, and he is Keneged Gvura. Chusham is Keneged Tiferet. Hadad is Keneged the Sfira of Netzach. Simla is Keneged Hod. Shaul is Keneged Yesod. Baal Hanan is Keneged Malchut. V'amelech Shmini nikra Hadad. הדר מרמז על שם מה שיצא אחר כך בעת התיקון מעולם על הצילות. And the last king, the king which is not mentioned that he died, is referring to the last king which will come do the tikkun. Not the kings, we're talking about the Zayin Tachtonim that came off from the Ark. They all broke. Later on, Bashas Tikkun, there's going to be something else coming out from the forehead of Ark. Not to get confused. From the forehead of Ak, when it comes to this Mana Tikkun, is going to come the new king called Hadar. And we refer to him as the Ma, the holy name of Ma, the 45 Gematria of the Shem Hashem. And he's going to come to do the Tikkun. ויוצאו אחר כך בעת התיקון לעולם הצילות שעל ידו נתקנו וחיו השבע מלאכים בדבן ולכן לא נזכר בו מיטה. And he's going to rectify and reincarnate all the Zayin Malachim that died, all the seven kings that died. He's going to reincarnate them and bring them out of the lower world of the Klipa and bring them back up. The truth of the matter is that we do the reincarnations. We will be the ones who will activate all this. We activate the Ma'achadash to go down to the lower worlds. And Kiviyochel, think about it as a remote control. We press the buttons here in this world, and we activate various Paltzufim, various Shem Hashems, to go down into the lower world to lift up the Zayin Tachtonim. And that is our job. We do that on multiple times a day. And one of the clearest examples we find in the Kavanot, when we do this, is in Matbea Bracha. We know... Now, the most prevalent example is we find Matbea Bracha, that we're v'chiv to say 100 brachot every day. And the Arizal, and especially the Shash, spell out for us how this process actually happens, how we instigate the Ma'achadash to come and to rectify and do the rectification process. When we get into the Kavanot, we'll explain this more into depth. And that's what he said over here, that the Ma'achadash comes and rebuilds what's called the Ben. Behine, let's finish off. Behine, Inyan ha-melucha ha-niskab psukim anal. That the Inyan of the melucha, he'd katsut ha-or tochakili. Ha-nikra melucha. Li-yod she'al yedei hitlabashut ha-orot ha-ensov tochakilim shal sfirot ha-tzilut. She'hem kise shel el-kavod ha-malchut. So the way he's describing it, he's makdim that the inyan of all these inyan of mashalim. And what does it mean that the Malche Edom, they ruled? The ruling is, as he's pointing out over here, is the fact that the light going inside the keli. That is an inyan of malchut, receiving light. Nikram melucha, liyot she'alidit labshut orot ha'insof tocha kelim, she'sfirot atzilut. Because the kisei kavod is what we call the keli, and you have the oil which is going into it, inspiring it, making it live. Who yidbare yotze limloch, and what comes out from this union, yotze limloch v'lanhig olamot shbara, because that's our job, to close the gap and to formulate this system called keli and oil together, which then makes the malchut. The inner mitah here, and the mitah is the opposite. Ashvira shel hakeli is the destruction of the keli. That means splitting the light from the keli. V'asiba shenikra shvira mitah. And the reason why the breakage is called death, he shakeli ma'elu shel ha'sheva tachtonot de'olam ha'nikudim nishboru, that they all fell, the sign Malachim. They fell out from one world called Nikudim. And they would go from the world of Atzilut Mitukan into Venit Pazru, Shivre Kelim Shalem Mokom Atidim Liot Sham Shlosha Olamot Briya Yetziasiya. And these Kalim, which break and they leave one world of Atzilut to go into another world called Briya Tziya Asiya. And therefore the world will be created from the fact that the Shiva Kelim are part and parcel of those worlds. עברתם של שברי כלים ממדרגה אלוקות למדרגה פירוד נקרא מיטה ועוד יברא זה מנשך עם השם. So that's why it's called מיטה, because you're leaving a world of unity, of ייחוד, and leaving and going to a completely different world called פירוד. And that's what that extreme change makes it, that's called מיטה, from unity, which is oneness, to separateness, that is called the Indian of Mita. Okay, we'll stop with it for now.